I mean, that's what we've been talking about from the beginning. This Gates has these incestuous relationships with Anthony Fauci that go back 20 years, where he's, you know, paying Fauci, and they have all kinds of really corrupt financial entanglements with each other. They, you know, he brought Fauci to his house in 2000, and his $189 million house in Seattle, brought him into the den, sat him down and said, I want to have a partnership with you. The way that Fauci explains it is that Fauci would develop the drugs and then pass them on to the drug companies, to Merck, Sanofi, Gilead, Johnson & Johnson. Gates would then guarantee markets in Africa through his control of WHO.
Oh, wow.
And those companies don't want to give vaccines to Africa because it's very uncertain. You know, Botswana has a government this year that says, yeah, we want them, and not next year. And Gates, because he controls WHO, he controls those countries, because WHO pays for their health ministries and supplies all their HIV medications, and they have to do what WHO tells them to do. So he can require those countries to buy the vaccines from these companies, and he then is invested in the companies, in Merck. He owns, you know, and by the way, Gates has no pretension that he gives a crap about public health. His other investments are in tobacco companies, in processed foods, in Coca-Cola, in Cargill, in Monsanto, in Philip Morris, in Kraft, you know, cheese, and then all the oil companies, which he owns stakes in virtually all of them. So he's not a guy who cares about climate or who cares about public health. He's a guy who cares about control.